Good morning, Brew Crew. If you're in the Northeast region, you must be pretty excited for the Red Sox getting their fourth pennant in a 15-year period, which is the most of this century. So it's fairly exciting. But baseball, it's over. Cool. Focus on football now. Anyways, so I wanted to talk today about the importance of having a proper environment and also having accountability. Over the years, and looking back on things that I've achieved in my life, is a lot of it has come down to two factors: the environment in which I was placed in, and also keeping accountable. So starting out with environment can mean a lot of things. But based on what your goal is, so we'll stick with fitness because that's where we are. The environment is a couple of different things. Environment is where you work out or where you decide to be active. To be fit, you have to be some kind of active. That can, whether it be a gym or cycling classes or whatever, you need to have the right environment for you. And the right environment in that situation should be one that is supportive and has some level of accountability to it as well. If I am trying to be fit, but I go to a restaurant all the time for my accountability, that's probably not the best place. That's an awful example too. That's not the best place. The environment must match your goal. On the flip side of that is the nutritional side environment as well. Your home environment, and your friend environment, your life environment has to at some point match your goals. Meaning, easiest one is your own home life for the most part. Friend life and all that's a little harder. But you can decide when to see them and when not to. But you need to have, if I'm trying to lose weight, I need to have things that support my goal within my own home environment. Meaning not having crappy food in my fridge, not having, oh, hey, Doug. Oh, what's up, man? All the way over in Kentucky or something like that. So those need to support your environment. Also, the people that you surround you with should also support those goals. So environment is huge in you being successful in your goals. The other part of that is accountability. So what is holding you accountable to your goals? Going back to fitness, ideally that environment also holds you accountable. There's people at the gym that hold you accountable. It's an environment that you want to go to. By having a safe place at your home, it holds you accountable. But also you have people, whether that's friends, family, or a coach that holds you accountable to those goals. That's one of the biggest things in any life, if you look at from school, from continuing education, most times, yes, people are intuitively driven. But for the most part, you're being held accountable throughout your life to get things done. And that is no different when it comes to your fitness goals. Whether it's the monetary, whether it's feeling of shame if you let somebody down, those are all ways that you stay accountable in natural life. And just know that. So, when your fitness goals, you need to find a place that the correct environment, both where you go and your own home, and then also finding people or things to keep you accountable. Those are the two tips today for success. I hope to see you guys soon, and thanks for watching. As always, check me out at joshwilliamsfitness.com for all the latest and greatest news, and I will see you all next week. Bye. Oh, he said hi.